With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Neuropathogenic equine herpes is incredibly contagious. EHM is caused by a neuropathogenic strain of equine herpes virus infection and results in neurological symptoms. Veterinarian Dr. Scott Libesley explains.
The neuropathogenic form of EHV1 will usually start clinical symptoms. A fever will usually happen first. Now, most people don't temp their horse on a regular basis, so they don't usually catch the fever. The horse will start shedding the virus in that period of time as well, which is the problem because the horse will be shedding virus and no one will know that it's about to become sick. Meanwhile, you're letting it come in contact with several other horses and they're transmitting virus at that time unknowingly. Then the neurologic symptoms that you'll see are usually circling, ataxia, incoordination, stumbling. They're not pathognomonic. They're not strictly limited to EHV, but we'll very frequently see those symptoms in an EHV positive horse with the neurostrain. It's not guaranteed to be fatal. There's no treatment for this virus other than supportive care. So if the horse is so neurologic that it can't stand, it isn't coordinated enough to sit up or try and eat or drink, then managing a 1,000-pound animal becomes significantly more problematic.
The ISDA urges horse owners to incorporate preventative biosecurity measures to minimize a horse's risk of contracting the virus. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.